God bless you. Aren't you glad the Lord gave us another Sunday?
Amen.
Amen. What a blessing that is. We appreciate it. Amen. Well, I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be here. And the pastor's my friend. Amen. Has been for a long, long, long time. And his dear wife. Amen. Known them all these years. And one thing about them, you just notice this. He never changes. Amen. He still looks like he's about the same age. Amen. But it's not true. We know that true, but it's been a blessing and we're thankful for it. Appreciate it so much. God bless you. And my wife's here. Mother, why don't you stand up there? And I don't know. That's not my daughter. That's my wife. Amen. But we were talking coming back, and we've come back several times there. But just the beauty of the building up there, so gracious. It just, I say hallelujah. It's so nice, and we're grateful for that, so thankful for it. Amen. Take your Bible, if you would, and turn to Mark chapter 6, if you would. The pastor will be back next weekend, I'm sure. And that'll be a great blessing to see him there. Amen. And when you see him, don't say anything about he's tan. Don't say anything about it. Say, you look so pale. So pale. I don't know what's wrong with you. Amen. Amen. Don't you love these people go to Florida? Amen. And I appreciate that opportunities. And used to spend a lot of time there preaching up there. But it's always good to get back and leave Florida. Amen. And come back home. It's always a blessing. Amen. I want to read, if I may please, chapter 6, Mark 52. Short verse there. You need to realize that he's talking about this miracle where the people are fed by the thousands of people. A wonderful experience there. And everybody likes to read it and think about it. But it's kind of unusual. Let's look at verse 52. For they considered not the miracle of the loaves. They forgot. They did not consider the miracle. For their heart was hardened. You know what? Sometimes it's easy to forget what God's doing. We forget our promises. We forget our blessings. We forget the good things. And it's easy to be able to say, my heart gets hard. Do you ever say once in a while, well, God hadn't done anything special? Amen. When yes, He has. Yes, He has. I want to talk about these thoughts concerning five things to remember about this miracle. We want to keep in mind. Now, we're not going to read all these verses. We'll reference to them. But I just want you to think about this wonderful, wonderful opportunity to be there and see these miracles take place. Amen. The first thing I want to remind you that there's no place God's work cannot work. Amen. Sometimes we forget. Well, we can't do anything. It's just too hard to do anything. It's just, you know, but you know what the Bible tells us? Look at verse 35, if we may, please. Verse 35. And then the day was now far spent. His disciples came unto him and said, this is a desert place. This is a desert place. You know, he's up there and God's wanting to do a great thing. And the disciples says, it's too hard a place. It's desert. Amen. There's not much there. No use, God. No use trying to do anything special here. And yet, God's always able to do. Amen. I wonder how many of us have said to some Sunday school teacher, say, we got a hard class of Sunday school. It's tough. Amen. There are tough. Amen. This is probably the hardest bus work anywhere in the world. It's always work. Amen. I've had pastors say, you can't do anything at this church. Amen. It's too hard. Amen. Desert place. Tough. It's tough. We can't do anything there. And yet, we can just trust God and say, God can work anywhere. Amen. We need to hope there. God, help me to be gracious there and not give up, not to get discouraged and want to quit. Amen. And I wonder sometimes if we might be able to say, I'm not considering what God can do. Amen. Can I tell you something? No matter what your Sunday school class is, no matter what your bus work is, no matter what the youth work, amen, know what it is, you know, God can do something special with you. Amen. I hope maybe you'll get involved and say, hey, listen, God, we're going to just jump right in there. Amen. Both hands. Amen. Not quit. Let it go. Amen. And sometimes it's easy to get our age. I was there 34 years there now. And I was in the church there 31 years and everything. And sometimes it's easy to get to where kind of not serving much, you know. Can't get exciting anymore. Amen. You know what? We need to look again and say, hey, listen, brand new. It's time to get excited. Amen. Amen. Go to work there and fill the place up more and more. Amen. No, it's a dry place. No. I remember when we went to 6th Street, we were in Greenfield. We were in a church, our beautiful church, loved it and all. But we just couldn't get the people in. Amen. Loved it. So we was able to go up there and we got 25 acres. Amen. And it was a great blessing and build a new building there. And it seated about 500. And you got in there. And it's easy. You know what? Sometimes I said, what we don't want to do is say, okay, we're in. Forget that. Now it's time to fill it up. Amen. Now it's time. And I thank God in about 2 years we had to go back again, go back to early services and all that. And what a joy that was. Amen. Some times ago in North Carolina, we were there, and there was a Presbyterian church was there, and they were building a new building. And I drove by it all the time and saw it and everything. And I saw they were finishing, and I thought, man, I want to go in and see their work. Amen. I want to go by. It would be a great blessing. And one of the deacons was there, Presbyterian deacon, whatever it was. Amen. You know Presbyterian, she was there. And she was working in there, and I walked in, and they said, this weekend, we go into the new building and all. And that's so great. I said, man, it's beautiful. You've done a wonderful work. And I bragged on him and everything. And I told him, and I said, now we got to fill it up. He said, I built it. That's somebody else's job. Amen. You know what I thought? You're not going to do anything. And you know what? They did not. Amen. I'm just simply saying, sometimes it's hard. But if it was easy, everybody would do it. Amen. The devil wants to kill it, amen. The devil wants to tell you and discourage you and say it's just too hard. It's a dry place, amen. Sometimes we're looking around with our mess up here with this COVID thing and everything. Well, that's dead right there, amen. Never be anything again. Look around, amen. We can still do it, amen. Maybe a hard time. Let's just stick with it. Amen. And I can say there with Bethel there, they're growing. Amen. Every service, someone's there. And it's younger people. And I thank God for that. Praise the Lord for that. Amen. I'm the greatest lover of the whole thing. I want to cheer around there. Be there. Let's get it done. Amen. It may be hard. Let's keep doing it. Not only was it a hard time, let's look if we may please. Again in verse 35, let's read that again. He says it's a rough place. It's a dry desert place. Look at this. And now time is far past. I wonder if someone's saying, well, preacher, it's too old now. Time's gone. Amen. You can't have churches like we used to go up there with an independent Baptist and now we're just, no. We can still serve God. Amen. And time is still an opportunity to get excited and say, hallelujah, look what he's doing, amen. Can you see one of the disciples come up there to Jesus there and wanting to feed these people, and they're hungry and everything's going on. And he said, let's feed these people and everything. And he says, Lord, it's late. No chance we can do anything now. No. Can I tell you, it doesn't make any difference whether it's late or early. It's still, we need to see people saved. Amen. We still need young people, growth in the Lord. It's not too early. Amen. Let's just stay with it and stick at it and get excited and say, it's time to do something special. Amen. I look around some of these young people and everything. Amen. When they look around, you know what they'll look at and say, what time? It's time to go. Hey, it's time to do it. Amen. I say, hallelujah. You know what? And all these younger people here and the older ones are back there. Amen. That's good. That's all right. But you know what you need to say? I want to encourage these young people. Amen. And excite them and stir them and say, hey, Lord, let's just go to work. Amen. Like we've never done it before. Amen. What a blessing, what an encouragement it would be. Don't wonder that the answer is too late. It's never too late. Amen. Don't get discouraged. Don't want to quit. And just forget about the time and say, let's get busy with God. Amen. The third thing up there is there's the challenge. The challenge is never too great. What are you talking about? Verse 44. If you read verse 44... And they said, eat of the waves. I'm sorry. And they did eat of the loaves, were about 5,000 men. I wonder if some people might say, preacher, the challenge is too big. You got 5,000 people there. Let's just give it up and quit and walk off. Amen. No. Amen. It's kind of like looking at the giant. Amen. Remember David up there? Amen. And the people come up there and they looked at him and said, he's too big. David said, no. He's too big to miss. Amen. We can do it. Amen. It's time to get busy. Sometimes people look at it and they say, 5,000. Now, if there was a few, a little more reasonable, we could. And Jesus said, no, we've got a crowd here. Amen. Amen. I can just look at Jesus saying, this is going to be fun. Amen. I mean, man, this, some old crab. Amen. Well, it's 5,000. No, he should have said 5,000. Amen. Let's get busy. Thank God for that. Don't let it discourage there. The challenge is great. 5,000 there. Amen. David just turned him loose and David hit him. Amen. I remember several years ago when I was in Bethel on 6th Street. Before we ever built in the building and everything. And I don't know, we'd been there about 4 or 5 years. And the auditorium was in there. And I don't know why God brought me on to do it, but Sunday night, the service was over. And I said, wait a minute. There we had two views, two groups of benches there. And I said, I want everybody to come over onto this side and get in the seat there. Take everybody over, go over. And they all, they were kind. They all went over and they looked around and said, what the nut's going to do now? But they all came in. And with the whole group, everybody, in one side, pretty well filled up. I said, hallelujah. Look over here. This side's empty. We've got to fill up this empty side. And you know what we did? Sooner or later, we filled it up. Amen. What a blessing. 5,000? No, it's not too tough. It's time to get service. Amen. I don't know what was it about a year ago. We had a situation with the sprinkler inside the building. And, you know, the alarms went off and everything. And they come in and they said, we can't do anything until Monday. And so we was in there and the sprinkler people said, you can't go in there. We've got that insurance situation, everything can't do it. Amen. Well, the church where we were at, a new church is there. Good people, good church, doing a good job. But they did a different. They have morning service and then they have service at 4 o'clock. That's fine. So the pastor called him up and said, would it be okay if we could come in there and have our night service at 6 o'clock? He said, sure, that would be good. That'd be fine. He was very gracious. And we come in. And you know what? What a joy. We went into that building with night service and we couldn't even get everybody in. You say, preacher, bragging? No, I'm just excited about it. Amen. I'm just simply saying, it's never too hard. Amen. Don't get discouraged with that. 5,000 was there. The thing, if we could look here next in verse 38. And he said unto them, how many loaves have you? What you got? Go and see. And then they knew, they say, 5 and 2 fishes. Next thing I want to mention, these resources are never too small. Amen. Why go any further? We've got such a small group. So a couple of fish and these biscuits, that's it. They didn't even have any tartar sauce. Amen. What is it? Tartar sauce. Didn't have any in there. Amen. Sometimes we look around and we say, the resources are just, you know, if we could. No, it's time to do something for God. I was driving down in Indianapolis. I can't remember the name of the road. About 38th Street, somewhere up on the east side. And there's a church up there. It's called Old Baptist. Old Bethel. Presbyterian, I believe. And we needed a bus. Not for bus kids, because we had vans and all. But we needed a bus for seniors. And it was up there, and it was sitting over there. And every time I'd come by, there, same old Presbyterian. Well, I'm hard on Methodists. You know. Presbyterians were there. And that bus, beautiful, big, beautiful. Every day you drive by, it was right there. Nothing. I drove by and I thought, Lord, how come I can't have a bus like that? You know what God said? Well, let me tell you something, preacher. They went and bought one. God said, go raise the money and buy one. I said, Lord, but I only got 2 fish and a few biscuits. God said, get with it. Boy, in about 3 months, we raised the money and bought the bus. Sometimes it's easier to sit down right and complain and talk about everything. Well, we don't have. Forget about what we don't have. If we got opportunity, God's always got that chance. Amen. Whatever you need, God will always supply it. Amen. Amen. The resources, sometimes we think it's just so small amount. We've got a great big God. Amen. And I believe this, whatever you need, amen, if you need it, I'm not talking about foolishness. I'm talking about if you need it, God will supply it. Amen. And what I know you preacher feels that way. Amen. We get excited, whatever it is. Amen. Get busy. Amen. The resources, sometimes we think it's just too small. No, no, no. The next thing I want to mention in verse 42. By the way, if you know anything about me, every message has got five things. Amen. And the pastor kids me a lot of times about that. He'll say, well, I know what it's going to be, five. Amen. One of these days, yesterday in Sunday school, I did 12. Amen. I guess we showed him. Verse 42. Look at this. Well, surprise about that. And they did all eat and were filled. Amen. The opportunity to do something for God, there's always something special there. We can be filled in it. Amen. We can get right in there and say, let's, amen, hallelujah for it. Obedience sometimes is always brings blessings. When God says, do what He says. At one place there, He talks. There He said, sit down. Set them up 50 at a time. Sit in the grass. You obey God, God always blesses. Amen. If we'll be obedient, there'll be blessings come along. Amen. I hope maybe today you'll just pray, God, whatever comes along, thank God for the goodness thus far. But Lord, I'm more excited right now. Talking about this COVID, you know what? We have the greatest opportunities we've ever had. Amen. Amen. And I don't know what's coming. Amen. Nobody knows what may be. What is it? I believe right now the year, isn't it? Right now. I didn't know it was going to be like that. Amen. But it's there. But you know what? I don't know what will be next year. Amen. But I know this. We've got a great God. Yeah. Amen. And when the devil comes along and complains, amen, we've got to don't want to listen to it. Amen. The resources may be a challenge there. God's always able to do it. Amen. So I hope maybe you'll just say, God, it's time for us to just keep right up serving God. Amen. Let's stand if we may, please. Lord, sometimes it's easy to get discouraged. Sometimes it's easy, God, to don't understand. We don't know, Lord, what's going to be next. But God, You're a wonderful God. And sometimes we can be just like the people that heard it all. They heard the fish. They know the desert place. They knew all that. And yet God controlled it and took care of it and blessed it all. And yet they forgot, because their hearts were hardened. Lord, I pray that our hearts would be tendered and be thankful for what You're doing. And I'm so glad for it. God's been so good. Maybe God's speaking to your heart right now. The instruments are going to play. Maybe you'd just like to come to this altar and say, God, I'm glad for what God gave us here in this church. I'm grateful for His goodness in my teachers. I'm grateful for our people who play in the instruments. God, don't let me forget. Let me praise You. God, don't let me forget what You're doing. In Jesus' name. God's speaking to your heart. You listen to Him carefully. Will you do that? Amen. Maybe somebody got saved right here in this church. Might be a good time you look back and say, God, I'm glad. God, give me the grace of God and I'm saved. Glad for my Sunday school teachers. I'm glad we have that opportunity. There's leadership there. Thank God for it. Amen.